Yesterday marked the 45th anniversary of a piece of historic conservation legislation, the Wilderness Act. Today, WMNF spoke with Mike Matz, Executive Director of the Campaign for America's Wildlife, about the importance of the Wilderness Act.
September 3rd marked the 45th anniversary of the Wilderness Act, of President Lyndon Johnson signing the Wilderness Act in the Rose Garden in back of the White House. And this is truly one of the great American achievements. Let me give you an example of what I mean by that. On August 6th, the U.S. Senate passed a resolution commemorating the 45th anniversary and the Wilderness Act. Its lead sponsor was John McCain, Senator John McCain. Yesterday, President Obama issued a proclamation naming September as National Wilderness Month and also commemorating the 45th anniversary of the Wilderness Act. So this is something that clearly has bipartisan and broad support across the political spectrum.
And what does the Act do?
The Act enables people from around the country to provide the highest level of protection to their special places, whether it's in a national forest or a fish and wildlife refuge, a BLM area, Bureau of Land Management area, any place that they truly love and want to protect and hand down to future generations. The Wilderness Act gives them the process that they can use to protect it through congressional designation.
We're speaking with Mike Matz, Executive Director with the Campaign for America's Wilderness. And Mike, why is protecting wilderness important?
Well, it's important for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is to provide us with sources of clean water, sources of clean air, to protect wildlife habitat, to enable people to go hunting and fishing in a backcountry setting, to be able to get away from, you know, civilization and all the noises and pollution of everyday life, just to be able to get out and enjoy some of our natural heritage, much like our predecessors were able to do, the pioneers, for instance, and hopefully like our kids will be able to enjoy as well.
Can you give our listeners an idea of how much wilderness that is protected under the Wilderness Act?
When the original act was passed in 1964, it not only established the National Wilderness Preservation System, but it included the first 9 million acres in that system. And just to put that in perspective, that's about the size of the states of New Hampshire and Connecticut combined. Today, 45 years later, the system has grown to include 109 million acres, 100 million acres more than what it originally had. And that may sound like a lot, but that's really only just short of 5% of our total land mass. So we've still got some work to do, I think.
President Barack Obama has protected new land this year, is that correct?
Earlier this year, after Congress passed the Omnibus Public Lands Act in March, President Obama signed it into law, and in doing so, added the newest wilderness areas, a total of 2.1 million acres across 9 states. And again, behind him on the dais were both Democrats and Republicans from Idaho and Utah, California, and Washington.
Do you know of any Wilderness Act lands in Florida?
Florida actually is 12th in the nation for wilderness areas protected. It has most of Everglades National Park designated as wilderness, and then there are some national forest areas to the north of you there, around Tallahassee and Jacksonville. So you have about 1.4 million acres of wilderness, which puts Florida 12th among the states for wilderness designations.
Well, you mentioned Everglades National Park. Is there a distinction then between Wilderness Act lands and national park?
There is. Wilderness enables land managers who administer these public lands on our behalf the opportunity to keep this just as it is. So you wouldn't have facilities, you wouldn't have campgrounds. You might have trails, or in the case of the Everglades, canoe paths. But the Wilderness Act is the highest level of protection we can afford our public lands. It's the gold standard, so to speak, of land protection that can be applied to national parks or national forests or other public land.
And Mike Matz, Executive Director of the Campaign for America's Wilderness, is there anything that our listeners could do if they want to find out more about wilderness?
Sure. They can go to our website at leaveitwild.org. And if they have a very special place that they'd like to protect, they can get in touch with us and we'll help them through the process, help facilitate them protecting that for their use and benefit and for the use of benefit of future generations.